At least 9 people have died in the latest wave of flooding in Queensland. Dozens are still missing, and the Premier says the death toll is expected to double. 2/3 of Queensland has now been declared a disaster zone. Residents in suburbs to the west and south of Brisbane have been told to evacuate immediately as the deluge approaches. A wall of water is nearing the city of Brisbane. Parts of the CBD are being evacuated. The Lord Mayor of Brisbane says 6,500 homes in 80 suburbs are under threat, and there's panic buying in the supermarkets. Thousands of Ipswich residents are on red alert and brace for evacuation as floodwaters threaten to swamp the town. The Mayor, Paul Pasali, has warned residents to prepare for the worst, urging those in low-lying areas and riverside homes to get out while they still can. To ease the swollen catchment, authorities have opened the 5 floodgates at the Wivenhoe Dam, dramatically increasing flood flows into the Brisbane River. It's a necessary but risky move, likely to worsen flooding in the city. In Grantham, near Toowoomba, emergency workers are trying to free 50 people stuck in a school cut off by the floods. The floodwaters have now also hit New South Wales. The border town of Tenterfield is completely isolated, with reports that 4,500 people are trapped by floods in northern New South Wales. As heavy rain continues to fall, the Clarence Valley is facing a major flood warning. Flash flooding is forecast for the New South Wales northern Tablelands and northern rivers. Emergency services are pleading with people to avoid using telephones except in emergency. The network is very congested. In the Lockyer Valley, west of Brisbane, rising floodwaters are threatening homes. 300 people are waiting to be rescued in Forest Hill. The local mayor is warning that residents are in grave danger and should move immediately to higher ground. Further north at Rockhampton, crocodiles have been sighted in the floodwaters. Shortly, we'll be hearing from our reporters in Ipswich and Toowoomba, which was hit so hard yesterday by the floods. But first, from Brisbane, this report from Stephanie Smale.
Southern Queensland's soaked river catchments are hurling metres of water towards the coast. The Brisbane River is expected to peak higher than 5.45 metres in the city on Thursday, surpassing the levels of the devastating 1974 floods. The Premier, Anna Bligh, says she hopes it stops there.
Heavy rainfalls for the next 6 to 12 hours is partly what into the catchment, not so much here in Brisbane, but in the catchment, that is what is driving some of the rapid change in this modelling and the dramatically deteriorating situation.
She's appealing for calm and asking people to help each other through the disaster.
I understand that you may be very frightened by what is happening around you. What we need now is calm, and I am here to reassure you that our emergency response is doing everything it can to keep you updated, to protect your homes, your properties and your neighbourhoods. But we do have a very serious natural disaster on our doorstep, and we will all have to work together.
In Ipswich, river levels are expected to peak at 22 metres tomorrow, about 2 metres higher than the 1974 inundation. The Mayor, Paul Pasali, says the city is facing major damage.
Thousands of people are going to be affected, not when a third of the city goes underwater, affecting about 15 suburbs and causing absolute mayhem, devastation through one of the worst floods in the city's history.
The Premier has declared most of the state a disaster zone, so people can be removed from their homes for their own safety.
It also provides with other powers to do whatever is necessary for safety. For example, in the evacuation at Theodore last week, emergency service workers chainsawed down electricity poles and didn't have to seek authority to do so. So the powers are quite extraordinary. They are there so that emergency workers can bulldoze buildings to get things out of the way if they need to.
In Brisbane, shops and offices have already been evacuated as floodwaters rise. 6,500 homes could be inundated by Thursday, and an evacuation centre has been set up in the city centre for residents who want to leave their homes. Lawyer Tony Conaghan says his Waterfront Place office was evacuated this morning.
I was here for the 74 floods, so I just hope that it's going to not be as bad as that. As long as we get some rain stopping, hopefully, and a bit of recess in it, it might be okay, but it's not looking good at the moment.
In Queensland's southern inland, flood-weary residents are bracing for another round of major flooding. Near record peaks are expected in Dalby and St George. Andrew Smith from the Western Downs Council says people in Condamine are about to abandon their homes for the second time in 10 days.
Look, the stock and furniture that was lost just 8 days ago, certainly the damage this time around will be less, because you can't lose something that you've already lost.
Residents across the devastated Lockyer Valley are fleeing their homes. Hundreds are being evacuated from flood zones, some by helicopter. Police say some people could still be stranded in their homes or on rooftops. North of Brisbane, Caboolture and Strathpine are completely isolated, and residents are trying to get to higher ground. The heavy rain is expected to persist overnight.
That was a report from our reporter in Brisbane, Stephanie Smale.